When Ved Vyasa was not fully satisfied with all his composition of 4 Vedas and 17 Puranas, he was sitting dissatisfied. At that time Guru Narad Ji came, and Ved Vyasa Ji said that, "You tell me what is that which I have not done and it is not giving me satisfaction. What should I do? You read my mind. You are Brahmagyani. You roam everywhere. So therefore, you suggest me, what should I do?" Then Naradji suggested, "You are Brahmagyani. You have written Vedas. You know Brahman. But any writing, any composition, any poem which does not tell anything about the glory of the Lord, Leela of the Lord, the sports of the Lord, it is like Vayansa Tirtha. Only the crows will go there. The Paramhansa will not come there. So what you have to do, you have to write the Leela, Mahima, glory of the Lord." And after giving that advice, Naradji left. Narayan. And he told about his story also, what was he was in the past life as a Dasiputra. At the age of 5 he got the knowledge of the self, because his mother was also serving those karmakandis. Those who come in the Chaturmas, they assemble, all sadhus, they assemble in the Chaturmas in this rainy season. They don't roam around in the Himalaya, they come to one place. And they discuss Bhagavad, Upanishad, Gita, this way they discuss. And Naradji got the opportunity of serving them, and at the age of 5, those Rishi Muni gave him the knowledge of the self and he got it. After that, mother died, he went northward, sat at one place, he was successful in Samadhi, and in that Samadhi he saw Lord also. He tried again, but he was not successful. There was a akashvani that you will not be successful in this life anymore. Why? Because you still have got the impurities of mind. What are those impurities of mind? Vasanas. You have got still rag and dves. So you have to exhaust your rag and dves. When the rag and dves are exhausted, in the next life you will get it. In the next life he came as a Narad Rishi. Then he was given that Devadatta Bina, and he roamed 3 worlds chanting the Lord's name. So it is said that if you have got the lust and greed and these are not controlled by yam and niyam, it is said that it can be controlled by Bhagavad Katha, by the Leela of the Lord it can be controlled. In Saptam Adhyaya, now we are entering into the Katha of Parikshit. Saunak says, "Nirgate Narade Suta Bhagavan Badarayana Srutavanstada Vipretam Tat Kim Karoti Vibhu." Nirgatam Narade. O Sutji, when the Naradji left home, Ved Vyasa. And Naradji left, Bhagavan Badarayanam Kim Karoti? What did he do? Badarayan means? Ved Vyasa. Ved Vyasa, what did he do? When Naradji left, what did he do? So after listening his advice, as per the advice of Naradji, Ved Vyasa did Suta Vacha. Now Suta is narrating what Ved Vyasa did when Naradji left. Brahmanadyam Sarasvatyam Ashramah Paschime Tate. And the Saraswati river on the western side was the ashram of Ved Vyasa. On the western side. Samya Prasa Iti Proktam Rishinam Satravartana. And the name of the ashram was Samya Prasa. Samya Prasa. If you do the sandhi vichet, it will be sami apras. Sami apras. Sami means those who have done sama. You remember samdham in this? Sami, samaprasa, a place where people gather who has controlled their mind. Samdham uparamta tichita sartha samadhan. See, the ashram name also indicates Hindu. Who can come to those ashrams on the western side? Only those who have this samdham. Why is it on the western side of Sarva? See, the Mahatma, they go so deep into this. But eastern side is the sunrise. If the ashram is on the western side, the eastern side is where the sun rises. And sun illumines the whole vyavaharik jagat, empirical world. Where is Atman? Atman is inside, on the western side. If the sun is on the east side, your Atman is, you are facing east. Which side is your Atman? Western side. You got it? Your pratyak Atman is inside. So the ashram is on the Saraswati river's western side.
Is that why when we do pujas also
here? So on the eastern side, the sun rises. Sun illumines the whole empirical world. You are facing sun. Where is your Atman? It is on the western side. It is inside. Samyaprasiti proktam. Our Lord is also facing east. Samyaprasiti proktam rishi nam satravardhanam. All rishi, they assembled on the western bank. Why? For doing the satravardhan, for doing the yajna. Tasmin swa ashrame, on that side, in his own ashram, Ved Vyasji, Vyaso Badrisand Mandite, on that side there were all Badri trees. Badri means bear. What you say in English, bear, I don't know. Bear, you know?
Bear, jo Sabari ne jo khilaya tha Ramchandra.
Bear.
That is.
Bear.
No.
So those trees, woods are required for doing the yajna. So there is Badri trees there. Mandite. Asinopi upasripsa pranidadyo manaswam. He sat down there, collected his mind. Then what did he do? Bhakti yogana manasi samyak pranahite amale. Bhakti yoga. By the path of bhakti, bhakti yoga, manasi, his mind, samyak, concentrated, made it single-pointed, pranahite amale, purified mind, he absorbed into the self. And what did he see? Apasyat purusam, apasyat purusa. He saw purusa. Purusa means Brahman. He saw the purusa, Brahman, purvam mayam chatavapsaryam, and maya. He saw the Purus and the Prakriti. He saw the Brahma and the Maya. And how was the Maya? Asrayam, dependent. Dependent on whom? On Brahman. Is Brahman dependent on Maya? No. Maya is dependent on Brahman. Yaja samahito jivam atmanam trigunatmaka. And jiva is diluted. Sammohita, he is deluded. Why he is deluded? Trigunatmakam, jivam atmanam trigunatmakam. He considered this body made of triguna. I have explained this body is made of triguna many times. This body is made of triguna, and a jiva considered this body is atman. This is his delusion. This body is atman. And that is why he is deluded. So what is the difference between avidya and maya? There are two words used in the Shastra. One is the avidya. We are in avidya. That is why we are deluded. And purusa. Purus is not deluded because he is not in Maya. Maya is dependent on Brahman. So Brahman is never deluded. To understand this, Mahatmas give very simple example of a magician. Magician is never deluded about his own magic. But those who see magic, they are deluded. Jiva sees the Maya, he gets deluded. But the Maya is the Shakti of Brahman. Brahman is never deluded.
Anartho samam sachhat bhakti yogam adochade lokasya ajanato vidvans chakre satatva sanghitam. Anarthopasamam.
This is anarth. What is this anarth? We are engrossed in the Maya. We are deluded. We think this thing and the whole world is real and we are engrossed in it and we are attached to it. This is anarth. And you remember the anarthakari parampara? You have to see the book. Avidya kaam karma, avidya kaam karma. Anarthopasam. Sachchat bhakti yoga, you can come out of this. That is why lokas ajanata. The people don't know this thing, that you can come out by bhakti yoga. So thereby, vidvans means vidvan, vedvyasi, he has written this sattvat sangitam. Sattvat sangitam means dik bhagavata. He has written. If you read this thing, then you can come out.
Yasyam vai suyamanam krishne param puruse bhakti rupadate pumsa soka moha bhayapaha.
If you listen to this Bhagavad Gata, what will happen? Well, your soka moha bhayapaha, it will go away. First thing, are we suffering? Soka is there, na? Moha, we are deluded. Fear, तो रोज लगा रहता है एवरी सेकेंड वी आर फियरिंग सो कमो भय तो इट सेज बाई लिसनिंग इट विल ऑल हैपन हाउ इट हैपन्स महात्मा से वेन यू लिसन द कथा इंटर्स इन टू योर ईयर्स इट गोज इन टू योर हार्ट वेन इट गोज इन टू योर हार्ट इट क्लीन योर वासना देयर द वासना द कल्प्रिट It cleans your vasana and then you get the realization. In this way it happens. In Bhaja Govindam we have seen satsangatve nisangatvam. Once you come to the satsang of Bhagavata or satsang of anything where the discussion is about the sat. What is sat? Sat Chitananda. Where we discuss about Brahman or Ishwar, that is satsang. Satsange nisangatvam. The moment you come to satsang, what will happen? Nisangatvam. Nisangatvam is we are attached. We are attached to our body. We are attached to the whole world. Nisangatvam. The moment you come to the satsang, nisangatvam. Nisangatve nirmohatvam. When you get detached from this, then delusion goes. What is our delusion? Our delusion is that this body is real, the whole world is real. This is delusion. This whole world and this body both are unreal. But we think this is real, this is moho, this is delusion. Nirmohatam. Nirmohatve. When the delusion is gone, when you come to know this is unreal, What is real? Atma. Nischal tattva. Nirmohatve nischal tattvam. You come to the nischal tattva. There are only two things. We are deluded about the matter and the spirit is nischal tattva. So when you detach from the matter, naturally, you come to know about the nischal tattva. Nischal tattva. Jivan. Once you come to know about that tattva, mukti. Batao, if you listen to this thing, then there is no moha. When there is no moha, then there is no sorrow. Understand, this is scientific, very scientific. Why there is no sorrow? You have learnt in BMI chart, there are only two things. One is the matter, another the spirit. Spirit never gives you sorrow. So the law of remainder says that the sorrow is coming from
matter.
All matter never gives you sorrow. Wherever you are attached to, so matter can be classified into two. One is the Ishwarkrit Jagat, other is my Jivakrit Jagat. The whole Ishwarkrit Jagat is not giving me sorrow. Wherever I am attached, out of this total, I am attached to one chair, one house, one car, one body. This is giving me sorrow. So if I detach from this, what will happen? No sorrow. Because this will, Jivakrit Sansar will become Ishwarkrit Sansar. If I am detached from this sansar, no sorrow. Satsange nissangatvam, you have detached. No sorrow. Nissangatve nirmohatam, you come to know that this is not real. The delusion is gone. We are thinking this whole world, this body is real. Moha is also gone. Nirmohatve nischal tattvam, when you come to know that there is only one Atman and Brahman, can there be any fear? For fear you have to have Hua Vedant. So once you listen this katha, Yasyam vai suryamanam krishne param puruse bhakti rupatpadyate punsam soka moha bhaya apana. All three gone. It's scientific. Sa sangitam bhagavatim kritva anukramya chatmajah. After writing this Bhagavad Puran, Ved Vyasji revised it. Don't we do when we appear in the exam, after writing the exam, at the last 5 minutes, we revise it. Any correction, done. Then, what happened that he did, Ved Vyasji did, sukam adhyapamasa nibritam nirtam muni. Then he taught this to Sukhdev. Who was Sukhdev? Ved Vyasji's son. And in the previously we have seen, who else was taught? Romaharshan. Romaharshan was the sishya for all Purana and Itihas. So Ved Vyasji taught Bhagavatam to Romaharsh and Sukhdevji. So two were. And Sutji was taught by Romaharshan. And he was also present when Sukhdevji was telling to Parikshit. And he said, whatever I have understood, I am going to tell you. And Sukhdevji is going to tell you really word by word what is heard. Why? Why his name is Sukh? Parrot. Parrot can add nothing. Whatever he learned, he will speak only that one. So that is why Sukhdev. Then Sonakji immediately asked, who is Sonakji? Rigvedi Rishi. What were they doing there? They were doing the yajna of 1000 years. In between two rituals, there is a time, and Sutji is the knower of this Bhagavad Katha. So he is narrating the Bhagavad Katha. Immediately, those are brilliant people. They immediately ask, what? Sarvai nibrita nirita, Sukhdev is nibrita nirita. Sarvatro pechako muni, kasya vaha vritim etam atmarana sannavasyata. Well, he is Brahma Jnani. We have seen that he is roaming around Avadhut without any clothes on his body. He is not interested in worldly things. So how come he became so much interested in Brihati Metam? This is 18,000 verses are there. Brihatam Etam. How he became interested? Isn't that a good question? Sukadev Ji, who is a self-realized, a Brahma Jnani, why he got interested in studying this 18,000 verses written by his father?
It is a nibrita nirataha, he is a renunciate, he is a contemplative muni, and sarvatra vechako, not interested in objects of the world, any worldly things. Muni, always absorbed in the self. How did he then take to study this very extensive scripture? Suta Vacha. Suta immediately tells what is the reason. He says, Atmaramascha munyo nirgranthapu rukrame. Atmaramascha, I accept. He is reveling in the Atma. And he is nirgrantha. Nirgrantha, one meaning, no granthi. Granthi means heart of knot. What is the heart of knot? Hridaya granthi, hridaya granthi. Abhi aapne bola vidya kaam karo, hridaya granthi, not of the heart. Nirgrantha, no granthi.
Bandhan.
Granthi
means not.
Granthi means not. Nirgrantha.
Not
that
granthi.
Not. So why he became interested? Another meaning of nirgrantha. Another meaning of nirgrantha, he has got no upavitam. You remember, I told him there was no sanskar for Sukhdev Ji. No choti, no tough tear, nirgrantha. And no vastra, abadhut. Even the your dress also binds you, nirgrantha. Bole, such for such people, grantha, scripture is also not required, nirgrantha. Third meaning of? It's not required. Nirgantha, such Sukhdev Ji was there. Nirgantha apurukame kurvanti ahaitam bhakti. But this ahaituki bhakti, whenever they listen to this story, the gospels of Hari, they get attracted. Ahaituki bhakti, there is no reason. It is the attraction of the, somebody asks, what was the use of bhakti for Sukhdev Ji? He is a realized person. Why should he do bhakti? It was earlier said, once you have got the knowledge, then the bhakti will automatically come. It has to come. And what type of bhakti will be that? That bhakti will be worshipping here in the... Entire. Jagati Siddhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. This is what Raman Maharshi says in Upadesar. The highest bhakti is the service of whole universe. Why? Whole universe?
Everything is God.
The God has taken all these forms. So therefore, that is the highest bhakti. It's called Jnanamaya Bhakti. And this bhakti? Kriya Pradhan Bhakti. It has got steps, 16 steps, 18 steps. But that bhakti has got no steps. No steps. Kriya Pradhan Bhakti. Ahetuki Bhakti Mitun Guno Hari. Then why you want to tell me about the Raja Parichit? He said, Krishna Katho them. Because from here the Krishna Katha will come. This is seed. Like when you see the seed, you don't know how beautiful tree will be there, what will the fruit, what will, how will they look in the leaves or the flowers. Well, this Parichit Katha is also, it is the seed for the कृष्ण कथा कथोदकम्। Thereafter, it says, the Sukhdev ji was a realized person, and there are two types of Mahatma. One is the Pravritti Margi, another is Nivritti. Pravritti means he will be doing, serving the world, Pravritti Margi. Example, Vivekananda, Gurudev, they are Pravritti Margi. Nivritti Margi, Tapon Mara, Thakur Ramakrishna. He never went out for prachar work. No Jnana Yajna. Nivritti Margi. The two types of Mahatmas are there. Then comes the revenge of Aswatthama from verse number 12 to 29. It was said that Saunagadi rishis were interested in Krishna Katha, and the Krishna Katha starts from the Parichet. What happened in the battlefield of Mahabharata, which many heroes from the both sides died, and Duryodhan was also lying there with his thighs broken by Bhim, Gada. At that time, Aswatthama, who was Aswatthama? Son of Dronacharya. Dronacharya, he went to the Sibir of Pandavas. Sibir of Pandavas camp where they stayed. And he killed, slaughtered, 5 sons of Draupadi, brought those 5 heads and sold it to Duryodhan. That I have killed all these children, and they were sleeping. Even Duryodhan was not happy with this heinous crime. He also criticized, you should not have done this thing. Then Aswatthama, when he did this, then what was the state of mind of Draupadi? She was weeping and wailing, seeing that she was slaughtered. Arjun came. Arjun said, I will not wipe your tears. Till I get the murderer, I will cut his head, bring it here. After the cremation of the 5 children, you will stand on the head of that murderer and take bath. So normally after cremation, Ganga Snan is to be done. Daha karne ke baad mein, normally people take a dip. So Arjun said, I will bring the murderer's head, bring it here. After cremating, the cremation will not be done till I bring that murderer's head. Then the cremation will be done, and after cremation, you will put your head on the head, Aswatthama, and then take it. Then after that, he asked Lord, what is to be done? Lord said, Chalo. Lord was Parthasarthi. Lord and Arjun, they ascended on their chariot with his Gandhi. Aswatthama saw that they are chasing me on the chariot. He also took his chariot, started running, going very fast. At some point of time, the horses got tired. They stopped. This Aswatthama now was frightened about his life. So what he did? He did the Achmanam, asked for the Brahmastra. Brahmastra came. He released the Brahmastra toward Arjun. But Aswatthama knew only one, how to release it. Ashwatthama never knew how to withdraw it.
So
he never knew how to withdraw this Brahmastra. And now that Brahmastra was coming to our Arjun. And Arjun is now doing the stuti of Lord. Lord is with him. Now stuti you will find in this chapter, Parichit chapter, three stutis will be coming. The first stuti is about the Arjun. Arjun is worshipping or praising Lord out of sorrow because he is seeing the Brahmastra is coming toward him. Out of sorrow. Kunti will be praising again Lord, not out of sorrow. At that time there is no sorrow. Out of happiness. And she will be telling, "Oh Lord, give me sorrow so that I can remember you, and when I remember you, come into my heart. I see you. So I want sorrow every time so that I can remember you." Then there will be coming the stuti of Bhishma Pitama. This also will be coming in this chapter only. I mean in the canto 1. The Bhishma Pitama stuti is not out of sorrow or happiness. He is above sorrow and happiness. So there will be coming three stuti, one out of sorrow, second out of happiness, and third. Now the stuti of Arjuna.
Arjuna yuvacha. कृष्ण कृष्ण महाबाहो भक्तानाम भयंकर त्वमेक दैयमानानाम अववर्गोसि संस्रितेः त्वमाद्य पुरुषः साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायां व्युदस्य चित् शक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थितयात्मनि.
So Arjuna says, "Oh Mahabaho, you are savior of the bhakta who are burning in the fire of sansar. You only are the heaven of safety." When is he saying? When he is seeing that Brahmastra is coming to him. So he is fully under sorrow, very much frightened, Arjuna. Then he says, "You are Satchat Adi Purusha Parameswara." Lord is Adi Purusha Parameswara, beyond Maya. Maya is under his control. Whenever Ishwar or any avatar takes birth or takes a form, he is Mayapati. Maya is under his control. We are all Mayadhin. We are under the control of Maya. So by your Chit Shakti, you have created all this thing and you are not affected by it. The main point is that the Lord is never affected by his Maya Shakti. He is in Triguna but not affected by Triguna. You have given means for upliftment of Jiva, Dharma, etc. How to come out of this sansar, that also Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita. How you have to come, how you can come out? Who is a Jiva? Jiva is the Tamogun and Rajogun Pradhan. And who is Ishwar?
Satogun
Pradhan. So what is the method to come out? From Tamogun you come to Rajogun. From Rajogun? In Rajogun there is two division. One is Sakam Karma, and from Sakam Karma you come to Niskam Karma. When Niskam Karma you do, then the vasanas get exhausted, then you are fit for, you become Satya Pradhan. In Satya Pradhan, you are fit for getting knowledge, Gyan. And when the Gyan happens, what will happen? You go beyond even Satya. Both Satya, all three gunas, they bind. Satya, Rajas and Tamas. Chapter 14 we have already seen. All three gunas, they bind. But we have to come out of these gunas. So which two gunas bind? And tamas. Which helps you to come out? So in the Maya itself, so there is a power which binds you, and there is a power you can come out of that. Sattvagun. So Sattvagun helps you to come out of it. The Maya Shakti, you can come out of that ignorance. Your incarnation for is two purpose. What is the purpose? To remove the wicked people. How the wicked people can be removed? Why? Because the dharma is inside. It is not dharma is outside. If somebody is adharmi, where is the adharma? It's inside. And dharma, dharma is also inside. So adharmi people are to be removed, and dharmi people who are following the righteous path, they are to be protected. So you are the protector of devotees. And here comes the mighty radiant stage, multi-pronged, facing all directions. I do not know what it is, where from it is coming. Where from this is coming, I don't know. Then the Lord tells him, Betheidam Dronaputrasya Brahmastram Pradarsitam. Bali, this is the Brahmastra released by Dronaputra, Aswatthama. Arjun and Lord were chasing him. He stopped somewhere because the horses were tired. And he was frightened that now they will kill. Lord said, it is released by him. Navaso Veda Sangharam Pranabada Upasite. Because of the Pranabada, because he is fearing of his own prana, that he has released it. Then what is to be done, Lord? The Lord said, you also release a Brahmastra. So for the release of Brahmastra, he also did the righteous things to be done. Achmanam he did. He meditated on the Brahmastra, got the Brahmastra, released the Brahmastra. Now there were two Brahmastra. One released by another. And this stage of two Brahmastra was scorching the three worlds. Bhur Bhuvasuva. It was so much of radiance, so much of teja. Only Arjun know how to withdraw also. So now Lord said, now you withdraw. So both Brahmastra he withdrew. When both the Brahmastra were withdrawn, then Aswatthama was there. Aswatthama was there. Then Arjun tied him like an animal. Like a sacrificial animal, what they do? They bring the animal tied. Then they tie it on that post. The same way he was tied and dragged. But at that time, Lord said something to him when he was caught.
मैनं पार्थार्हसि त्रातुं ब्रह्मबन्धुं इमं जहि यो सावनागसस्वप्तान् बधिन्निसि बालकान् मत्तं प्रमत्तमुन्मत्तं सुप्तं बालं श्रियं जडं प्रपन्नं विरथं भीतं नरिपुं हन्ति धर्मवित्.
It is said that the one who is Attai, he is Attai. Who is the Attai? Attai is a person who burns somebody's house, number one. Number two, if he gives poison to somebody, he is called Attai.
How do you say
that? Attai. A terrorist. The word Hindi word for a terrorist is Attai. So who is a terrorist? One who burns the house of a person, terrorist. Second, act if he gives poison. Number three, if he kills somebody without any reason, with in ulterior motive, he is attai. Or he takes away the crop, that is wealth. Or loot somebody's wealth. Five. Sixth case is if he forcibly takes away somebody's wife.
Set fire also.
So if these six is done by any person, he is called atatai or terrorist. And the Shastra says, kill him. Aswatthama was atatai or not?
Yes.
Why?
Ah,
because he killed. So he was attai. So Lord says, Mainam Parthasi Tatum Brahma Buddha Vivam Jahi. Kill him. Because he has killed five sons. What is then? You asoba anagasa, ignorant. They knew nothing, the children knew nothing, they were sleeping at that time. Suptan, and he killed. Nisi, what time? It was at the night. Balakan, the small children. Therefore kill him, because he is Attai. Lord is saying. Then he says, the Shastra says, one, a man who knows the right conduct, dharma, he will never do these things. What is mattam? He will not slaughter or kill a person who is intoxicated. Mattam. Pramattam. Pramattam means a person who is absent-minded. One who is following the right conduct, dharma, he will not kill a mattam, pramattam. Unmattam. A madman. Pagal ko nahi maro, don't kill him. Suptam. A person who is asleep. Not to be called, I mean, killed. Balam, children, not to be slaughtered. Striyam, women, not to be slaughtered. Jalam, idiot. Prapannam, one who has surrendered, should not be killed. Biratham, even in the bar, if some warrior has come down from his chariot, he should not be killed. Bhitam. Bhitam, one who is frightened. Usko bhi nahi maro. Naripum hanti dharmavit. Dharmavit, one who is the knower of dharma, he will never kill such person. Then Lord is again saying, Pratisutam cha bhavata panchalyo sranavato mama. You have promised Panchali, Draupadi, that you will bring the head. First Lord said, he is an atatai, kill him. Now he is telling, no, you also have promised Draupadi that you will bring his head. So now kill, you promised. Aharasya siratasya, you said you will bring the head. Because yaste manina putra, he has killed your putras, your children. Tadasau baddhatam, kill him. Again he is saying, second time. Tadaso patatam. Papa atataya, atabandhua, is atatai. Bhutasya vipram vira kritavan kulapansana. He is the same on his own tribe. Own tribe means he was a Brahman. Dronacharya, his putra Aswatthama, Brahman. He is the same on his own tribe. He is supposed to know the dharma. He is dharmavit. He is the same. Evam parichita dharma partha. Lord is taking test of Arjuna. Evam parichita dharma partha krishnena chodita. Lord is saying, you do this thing. He is taking his test. He is taking what is your dharma I want to see now. Na ichchata hantum guru sutam yadapi atmahanam mahan. Arjun did not kill Aswatthama. Na ichchata hantum. Even the Lord is saying, kill him. You have promised that he will bring the head. He did not kill.
Why?
Guru Sutam, why? Bola, he is the
Guru Putra.
Son of my Guru, Guru Sutam.
Guru Putra.
Yadapi Atmanam Mahan. Although he had done a heinous crime, still he did not kill.
Athopetya Swasibiram Govinda Priya Sarathi. With the Govinda Priya Sarathi, he brought him, Aswatthama, dragged him to his Sibir.
Sibir means brought back where all the Pandavas were there.
Then, Nevedayatam Priyayam Sochanyata Atmajan Hatana.
Then he surrendered, he offered, here is your Aswatthama. Now whatever you want to do, you do. I have brought him, the murderer I have brought him.
Draupadi, seeing the Aswatthama in that condition, died. She was overcome with the pity. See the greatness of Draupadi. She prostrated Aswatthama. Kripaya nanamacha. And then what did she do? Muchyatam muchyatam esa brahmano nitaram guru. Release him, release him.
Release him, chodba.
Muchyatam muchyatam esa. Why? Because he is brahmana, nitaram guru. He is brahman. And he is from our guru's son. Overpowered by the pity, kripa. Sa esa bhagavan drona praja rupena vartate. In the form of his son, the Dronacharya is standing in front of us. Tasya atmano ardham patnyaste nanvagad virasu kripi. And Dronacharya has died in the battlefield. His wife Kripi is still living, and she is living because of her son. Then said, Ma Rodidasya Janani Gautami Pati Devata, as I am crying for my son, I don't want Kripi to cry for his son.
Her son.
Her son, yes.
Kripi is wife of Dronacharya.
Wife of Dronacharya. I don't want
her name was Vedanta. Kripi because she was Kripacharya's sister.
Dronacharya and Kripacharya. Dronacharya
was a question on this issue. Is that in Gita, when during the battlefield, when Arjuna had the same question for that all the gurus and everybody standing, and then he was fighting for the other, he also did the other, and then why? Because you had to fight at that time.
Yeah, you see, they were on
the
Adharma, right? It was for the Adharma side, na? Why Dronacharya and Kripacharya on
the... Yes,
why?
He did the Adharma only, right?
He did Adharma.
Adharma.
Narration will be coming.
Okay.
Why he is not killing?
This is Draupadi saying.
This is
Draupadi.
Krishna said to kill. Draupadi is saying. She is a mother. She doesn't want to kill the son of a mother.
What is Draupadi's understanding? He says, Yai kopitam brahmakulam rajanya rajitatma bhi tat kulam pradat satyasu sanubandham sucharpitam. Those who give suffering to the Brahman, their whole families will perish if the Brahman curse them. That is why she didn't want to kill Aswatthama. Then Sutta was Uvacha, Sut says, whatever Draupadi said, that was the Draupadi's verdict, that I don't want to kill Aswatthama. Reason, first thing, he is Guru, Guru's son, and I am seeing Guru Dronacharya. And from that, what we have learned, it said, Sarahasyo Dunarveda Sarva Sabhi Sargopasamyam. From Dronacharya, Arjuna learned Dhanurvidya, even the Brahmastra, how to call, how to release, how to withdraw that also Arjun knew. But his own son, Dronacharya's own son, he knew only how to release it, but how to withdraw, he never knew.
Astra gramascha bhavata sichito yad anukrahat.
We have learned, Arjun, you have learned because of him, anukrahat, because of his compassion, because of his grace, you learned this dhanurvidya.
Then Sut says, dharmam, nyayam, sakarunam, nirvalalikam, samam mahat.
Whatever Draupadi said, it is a word of Draupadi, dharmam. Dharmam means it is righteous.
Nyayam is lawful, sakarunam, it is merciful, nirvalalikam, it is sincere, samam, it is balanced, mahat, it is praiseworthy.
So says that whatever Draupadi has said is correct.
Then what happened? Nakul Sahadeva Yayudhano Dhananjaya Bhagavan Devaki Putro Ye Channe Yasya Yochita. They agreed.
Few people agreed. Who were they? Nakul agreed, Sahadev agreed, Yudhishthir agreed, Dhananjaya, Arjun agreed. Who was not?
Bhagavan Devaki. Devaki Putra Bhagavan. He also agreed.
And Bhima said, no.
Then what was the Bhima's argument? He has killed innocent children. He should be killed. And Bhima came forward. And on the other side, Draupadi came. No, he should not be killed.
At that time, Bhagavan has to take the Chaturbhuj roop. He immediately took Chaturbhuj roop. With two hands, he stopped Draupadi. With two hands, he stopped Bhima.
Asvatthama was saved.
Then Sri Krishna vacha,
Brahma Bandhu Nahantabhyam.
Lord says, I have said, and Brahma Bandhu, Brahman should not be killed. I have said, this is my verdict.
And at the same time, Atatai Badaharnam.
And I also said that Atatai should be killed. Both are the verdict of Lord. Lord has said that Brahman should not be killed and the Atai should be killed.
Both are correct. Mai eva ubham amanatam. I have said both. Paripahai anusasanam. Arjun, follow it.
Follow it. You have to follow both. And what Arjun did? Act in such a way that the whatever Draupadi and Bhima and myself, everybody is satisfied. You have to act in such a way, Bhima is also satisfied, Draupadi and all others are satisfied. You have to act in such a way. Then what did Arjun do?
Manim jahar murdhanya dvijasya saha murdhajam.
He took out the money of Aswatthama and saved his head.
He had a money, yeah. Aswatthama. Yeah. He took out that money.
Money, his power, tej was gone. Saved his head, sikha gone. And then after that,
tej sam maninam hinam sivaran nirayapayat.
And he said, get out from this civil. That was a dishonor to a Brahman. Well, the three things if you have done, then that is the death of a Brahman. If you have taken his teja, taken his wealth, saved his head, sikha, gone, and you have insulted him and said, get out from this house, get out from this sivar. Then it is said,
Bapanam darvinadanam sthanam niryapanam tatha esa hi brahma bandhanam vado nanyo astiti dahika.
This is the killing of a Brahman. Not dehik killing, not physical killing. The Brahman killing is, take his teja, save his head, insult him, get out. Khatam. Aswatthama was saved. But he is not going to leave. he will take revenge again. That we will see in our
next class. How he takes revenge.
Again he takes revenge. Om Purnamah.